This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let me tell you what I would do if I own the Yankees right now. Forget about Cashman. I'm not wasting time on Cashman anymore. I'm going right to Hal. Because I've wasted too much energy on telling the whole world how bad Brian Cashman is at his job. And he stinks. He stinks. So if I own the Yankees, what I would do, I would look in the mirror and I would do something that I haven't done enough in my life as the owner of the Yankees. I would be honest with where I'm at. The Yankees are not going to the World Series this year. The Yankees are not winning the World Series this year, not without basically 60% of the rotation in shambles and a defense that catches the ball like a JV team. So we all know, well, I shouldn't say we all. Most of us should realize that this is not it, okay? And once you come to that determination, what you should do, rather than try to band-aid it and piece it together, which they probably will do, is they should sell. They should sell if you want Goldschmidt, if you want Devin Williams. I really like Bellinger, but if you want him, these guys will not be around contractually by the time the Yankees, if they even get it right, okay? So why are we going to, you know, keep up the charade and the dog and pony show and the Yankees trying to get a World Series? The Yankees are not good enough. And the quicker that the Yankees can realize that, we could save a lot of energy and a lot of wasted money and a lot of wasted emotion and realize that you got to take a wrecking ball here. And it sucks. It sucks for Aaron Judge that Aaron Judge has to go through this, okay? The Yankees have burned more prime years of the greatest player that I've ever seen, probably more than any team in this city. Even the Ewing years where we were begging for a second star next to Patrick Ewing. The way the Yankees have flushed money down the chute, a payroll of basically $300 million, and we're still sitting here in mid-ish July, well, if they go out and get this guy and they do this and they put Jazz in that. Nonsense! I don't want to hear it anymore. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't take calls on it. We won't have a discussion. I'm not saying that my way is the absolute right way. But it's my way because it's going nowhere, and I'm done. I don't mean being a Yankee fan. I'm done investing emotion and belief and conviction in this team. They are not good enough. Period.
I'm going to have to pick you back up off the mat today. I didn't realize coming into work that I was going to have to do this, but I don't want to see my partner down walking around work like a loser. Come on, BT. It's the New York Yankees. They're just 3 games out. What was the nail in the coffin? Was it losing 2 out of 3 to the depleted Mets? Was it the sweep? The combination? Where'd you go from being... I mean, I still think the Yankees are going to win the division.
I don't.
Now, the Clark Schmidt injury, that's a killer because I can make a case for almost everything else. Hey, the bats are getting hot. Now, the thing that drives me nuts about the Yankees is they have, you know, you look at the lineup yesterday, right? My initial reaction was, what the hell?
Where's Jazz and where's Jason Dominguez? Okay, that was my first reaction.
Right. That's my initial reaction. Then after I thought about it for more than a second, I said, okay, I know what he's doing. Fried's on the mound.
Best defensive lineman.
That's exactly right. Yep. Dominguez has been a butcher in left field.
Yes.
And then look what happened. The best defensive lineup paid dividends. That's how the Yankees won the game.
Yeah.
Now, the issue is they have a defensive lineup. They have an offensive lineup. You'd ideally like to combine the two. But forget that, because I think the Yankees could survive with that being the case. The starting pitching is where I have an issue. Don't you think that the Yanks could go out there and get a starter? They could get another bat, move Jazz to second. Now they become better defensively. Offensively, they're fine. Mm. Get another starter. Get a bullpen arm. Like, yeah, Luke Weaver, concerning. But I'm not willing to give up hope when even the worst case, I think they're better than Toronto. You don't think they're better than
Toronto? I think Toronto's lineup's better. And because of the injuries now, I think Toronto's rotation's better. Toronto's better. They're better.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go there yet. I think it looks like that now. I mean, dude, if that's the case, we got major problems.
And we do have major problems.
Yeah, well, I said this going into the weekend. Like, the sweep was one thing, but going into the Mets series, I said if the Yankees lose 2 out of 3 here, I do think there are deeper issues. Now, that was before knowing Schmidt was going to have to likely undergo Tommy John.
Nah, he's cooked for at least a year.
But the fact that they couldn't beat a depleted Mets team.
Yep.
Like, we'll get to the Mets' perspective, and they survived the storm. But the Mets had nobody pitching.
Mm-hmm.
The Yanks were angry coming off getting swept, and they had a lineup that was getting hot.
Yeah.
Started out the first two guys hitting home runs.
I know.
And to lose 2 out of 3 to me was shocking. So, yeah, I do think there were deeper issues than maybe a lot of us thought. But I'm not ready to sell.
Yeah, no, I'm going to sell here. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to watch and I'm going to abandon. Oh, listen, I'm in. I love the Yankees. There's so many fans of this team that love the Yankees, which is why I feel a responsibility to be real with these great fans. But the thing is, I don't really think what I'm saying, you know, is like received like with horror. I don't think people are driving around saying, Tierney thinks the Yankees should sell. They've been watching the Yankees,
right.
And they just see Sal. See even if they go on a run right now, and I mentioned a bunch of specific players: Goldschmidt, Devin Williams, Jazz, obviously Grisham.
Oh, Mets could use a center fielder. Pick the carcass of the Yankees.
Pick the carcass. I mean, my thing is always like even if it's like, you know, Jets, Patriots, Giants, Eagles, whatever. Like, you don't want to do business with the enemy, but if it's going to actually make you better down the road, I would not allow that to preclude me from making a deal. So if the Mets actually wanted to pick the carcass right now, you know, I would really actually do it. But I just think that the Clark Schmidt injury to me was one of the final blows. I'm like, I don't know how much more you can absorb here. And it's just the same regurgitation of the same maddening issues for the New York Yankees. It is criminal. It is absolutely criminal that this is the team that you constructed around Aaron Judge. It is laughable. It is embarrassing. It is infuriating. All rolled up into one very perplexing and complex set of emotions for the Yankee fan. Because, you know, deep down, the Yankee fan, I don't mean the arrogant, you know, younger Yankee fan who never went through the lean years like I did. I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about the person who really, truly knows the ups and downs and the peaks and valleys of being a Yankee fan, but also has great appreciation for the history. Like, they should not be in this position. This is not the late 80s where George is banned and you got Stump Merrill waddling out of the dugout to throw, you know, to pull some pitcher who's got a 9.1 start at your ERA. The Yankees, to me, it keeps coming down to one fundamental issue. They are built wrong, and there is no way around it. Yeah, they can come back and make the Cubs. What was it, the guy? Seattle and the Cubbies win a couple. By the way, they probably won't.
It's a brutal.
It's awful. They're gonna hemorrhage into the All-Star break. That's my call. Yeah, but again, it's baseball. Could they maybe win 2 out of 3? They could, but it doesn't mask the deficiency enough for me. There are too many grave, and I mean grave issues with the Yankees. Matter of fact, if you said, hey, take us on a little journey, all the good things with the Yankees and all the bad things, well, all the good things were done in 2 seconds. All the bad things I could do an entire show on.
Yeah.
So that's where they're at, I would say.
I don't think it's that bad. I understand the frustration. I understand it has been that bad. And I don't agree that they're built the right way. For me, this has been on Cashman. It's been on the organization not holding themselves accountable, not acknowledging the reality, which too many times gets overlooked because of their results. I talked about this. I think we talked about it before you left, and then even when you were off the last couple of days, you know, into the holiday. that the Yankees get away with it because they win 90 games every year and last year in the World Series. So how could I sit here and say, which I did all year long with you, they're not that good. I don't believe they're that good. I don't believe they're that good. They beat the Royals. They beat the Guardians. Here they are in the World Series.
Yep.
And then, okay, well, they got beat by the Dodgers. Yeah, they didn't play well, but ball bounces this way. Judge catches a ball. Who the hell knows? Cortez doesn't come in a game by Booney, whatever. Like, you could make a case that it should have been more competitive. So I still didn't believe the Yankees were that good. I thought they got worse this year, and they get away with it because the reason they're still going to win. I still think they're going to win the division.
I mean, you keep saying that, but
games. And again, they were in the World Series a year ago, so they don't have to acknowledge the reality that we see. They think they're smarter than all of us because the results and maybe some analytics say that they are. But if you've watched baseball, you just know better. Like, there's, it's just not the right group. But even with that being said, BT, who's definitively better? I don't believe it's Toronto. I don't think anybody in their division is better than they are.
See, I measure it against who's in front of them. You have to, because that on some level that determines how you should act there. Of course, you've got to incorporate the competition. And but I to me that's secondary. To me, the real evaluation is, all right, let me just look at this team objectively speaking. And listen, you go around the diamond and there's basically a question mark literally everywhere. I mean, except for Aaron Judge. Even the guys that you like and you kind of have a little faith and a little bit of trust, like somebody like Goldschmidt, who's a good pro. Couple years, he's going to be 40. You know, he's not here. You know, even Bellinger, who's a good all-around baseball player, he's got an opt-out. You know, is it going to be a long-term piece of the puzzle for the Yankees? So even the things that you would like to enjoy and the things that you semi-trust, there's no real reason to remain married to that. So I'm not waiting for my phone to ring. I am now, and again, Cashman won't do this. This is all
right,
what
you know
I
what
would
do. Right.
I would be calling every team right now. You want Goldschmidt? Again, I don't think you're getting a ton back, but this at least would open up an avenue for, you know what, Rice? You're playing the next 90 games at first base. Let's see what Ben Rice can do at first base. All right, you know what? Grisham, he's got a little power, can pick it in the outfield. He can run a little bit. His contract is up. Go to a contender. Go to the Mets. Go to somebody else. Play center field. Dominguez, let me see 90 games. Let's see what you could do. Can you play center field for the Yankees instead of the constant experiments with, well, and you nailed this. I heard you say this at one point. I forget what day it was. Maybe Friday. I don't really remember. But you're right. The Yankees, how they try to change what somebody was and make them something that we're not sure that they could be as you're trying to win a World Series is so utterly irresponsible. It is just maddening. So the Yankees, to me, are broke. In terms of like hopes, and they're going nowhere this year. So everybody else can keep up the charade. I'm not. I'll never jump ship. I love the Yankees, but I also love them enough and I'm smart enough to know that this version ain't even close. Ain't even close to being it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Tom's River starting us off. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys? I mean, BT, I love you. And Sal, I love you too. But BT, you're not going crazy enough, if you can believe that. I am a Yankee fan. I go to 20 games a year minimum. The hell with this. Freaking Cashman, freaking Boone, freaking Hal Steinbrenner. You have a team that can't field. They can't field. You have Volpe throwing a ball at Judge's face. I mean, come on, this is embarrassing. You know they're going to get into the playoffs and they won't hit. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Even if they had pitching, you know they're not going to field and hit in the playoffs. It's a disaster. Why can't the Yankee fans band together, fly freaking planes over like the Giant fans, and get rid of Cashman? We will never go anywhere with Cashman. We will never go anywhere, I think, with Hal Steinbrenner. And Boone is just Cashman. He just listens to whatever he says. They don't keep the same lineup. They don't do anything correctly
that
right now.
That drives me nuts.
I feel like I'm the Mets. Help me, BT. Help me.
Help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, your only hope. I can't help you. I can't help you. I mean, we could do a therapy session. I can't do anything to change the Yankees. I can't get the Yankees to change their ways. I can't. I can't get Brian Cashman to change who he is at this point as a baseball man. And again, you know, he's had a great career. And we're not going to cue up the band and go through the same stupid song and dance, which I'm exhausted, even though I've been off for 3 or 4 days. Exhausted. Having the same Brian Cashman conversation over and over. When does that conversation end, dude? I mean, when does the charade end? When does the music stop? And the Yankees realize, we got to try something else.
For me, it would have been the 2021 season. Remember, they sold in 2016. 2017, baby Bombers get to game 7 of the LCS. Fire Girardi, bring in Boone, bring in Stanton. And then it was supposed to be the ascension from there. And not until last year did they go further than the game 7 of the ALCS in 2017. But in 2020, that was a pandemic year. Luke Voit went nuts. And again in the postseason, like, thinking they can't even win in the shortened post, you know, the shortened series. They looked the same. They dominated the regular season offensively. They fell in the postseason. 2021 was the year in the regular season they started to struggle. Mm. That was the year I would have made a change when they went and got finally some lefties with Gallo and Rizzo.
Yeah.
Barely made the playoffs. Ousted in the postseason. And then remember, if you had the culmination, 2022, if memory serves, was the year they got out on fire. Like the 98 Yankees, but we never believed that they were that good. 2023, mm-hmm. they missed the postseason.
And well, 2022, the mismatch against the Astros.
In the ALCS. Like,
and I went to one of those games. Yeah. I remember saying that. That was the year the Mets played the Padres.
Yeah.
And ironically, both fan bases were dormant and dead because neither fan base really had a belief that those teams were worthy of making a World Series run. And that Astros-Yankees series was was a stark reminder that the gap is massive.
Correct. Both teams ended up missing the playoffs in 2023.
Yeah.
Last year, Yankees trade for Soto. They get to the World Series. But if you actually look at it from 2021 on, it has not been a consistent, from start to finish of a regular season, dominant Yankee team. Not even last year.
Mm-hmm.
Where last year, it started out great, fell apart. Yeah, 2020, you could say the same thing. Started out great, then they cooled off and got embarrassed in the postseason. So I would have made that move, you know, 4 years ago. So I can't sit here and scream about it. But to play the counter, the reason why they think it's okay, meaning they, Hal and Cashman, the results are what they are. They still make the postseason more than they don't.
Yep.
They still win roughly 90 games, and they were in the World Series a year ago.
Yeah, but that's I'm old enough to remember what the real Yankee standard is and what the real Yankee standard is supposed to be, and this is not it.
Dude, I'm with you. I mean, I've been saying the same thing. But even with that being said, I still don't think it's as bad. Like, this is as bad as it's gotten in a long time.
Let me ask you this. Honestly, what are the Yankees good at? What does this team do well? Their bullpen's the worst. Right, since June 28th, the Yankees' bullpen, the ERA in 31 innings is almost 10.
Here's the best parts of
their team.
So
it's not that.
Yeah, well, remember, we talked about
they don't feel well.
Yeah, look.
They
have the ace. Okay, that's a big piece to get. So they have the ace in place.
Yep.
And I do think that now the problem is the lineup is inconsistent, and certain lineups are better offensively than the others. And then when you go with the defense, you're not going to hit as much. But I still think they could be an above average. I forget even the numbers. I'm just talking about a scary offensive team. I like the idea of Dominguez, Judge, Bellinger, Stanton. Like, that could be a scary lineup. I don't know why they wouldn't stick to it. Other than Dominguez is a butcher in left field, but then they need to figure out something else because these are the guys that they have.
And DH him. Yeah, well,
bingo. That's exactly what I was
going to
say.
I don't understand this. I mean, we had the discussion with Volpe when he went 3-for-5 and then he had a natural rest day the next day. I don't understand the concept of a young player. And let's not get this twisted. I know he's been a butcher last couple of days in left field. He was pretty quiet for a while with Dominguez, which was nice. But forget about the defense. Dominguez's bat is on fire, and he is an elite Uber athlete. You sit him down? I saw that lineup. I was at my son's tournament early in the I'm like, let me see the Yankee lineup today. It's early in the morning on Sunday. I'm like, no Jazz, no Dominguez. Now, I can't go nuts about that because they did win the game. And I understand why they did it with Fried. You want to have your best defensive alignment. I get it. But that also speaks to the greater issue with the Yankees.
Bingo.
I mean, hey, you know, if they can maybe petition MLB for a new rule where they can sub in and out like the NBA or do different lines like they do in the NHL, and they could, over the course of a game, they could roll out substitutions in between pitches based on defensive alignments, well, then maybe the Yankees could win. But right now, they are just a mess. Mess.
Friday, BT. How this could be a get-right series for the Yankees based on where their bats were at and where the Mets' pitching was at. I thought that the Yankees would at the very least win 2 out of 3, and instead they lose 2 out of 3 and salvage the final game. And I would only imagine what you'd be feeling today if you're saying that they should be sellers if they would have gotten swept yesterday. And if not for a great play by Cody Bellinger, maybe that would have been the case. Yanks were, I don't want to say fortunate because they made terrific defensive plays. Also fortunate a little bit with the calls, with the umpire. Either way, they salvaged the final game and now lick their wounds on an off day and better get right quickly here because it's not going to get any easier against the Mariners and Cubs before the All-Star break.
Going to get a lot tougher. I don't expect the Yankees to play particularly well during the 6-game stretch before they hit the All-Star break. It's funny because you say, and I know what you mean, hey, it's a get-right series, right? Well, to get right, you got to be able to do a few basic components of baseball. Catch the ball, hit the ball, run with intelligence. So I don't think at this point, unless Aaron Judge is an superhuman, which he has been a lot, the Yankees are incredibly easy to deal with. And I'll take it a step further. I have not really had this emotion. This is going to surprise a lot of people. I have to say this. I have to be 100% honest with this one thing. Because it was the Mets this weekend, that was the one thing that prevented me from fully going all in this direction. I was almost like I wanted to see it.
You wanted
I almost
to see
can't
bleed
say
out.
It. I almost yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Which I said a couple of years ago about like the big picture of the Yankees.
In 2023.
2023, I said, I need the Yankees to bleed out because then at least this will be the final true sign to ownership that they need to move on from Brian Cashman. And it you know, less about, although I still stand by that, like the big picture with Cashman at this point. But like if they would have lost yesterday, the win did nothing for me. The win did, I mean, it didn't change my tone or my mood or more importantly, my outlook. Forget about my mood. I mean, I'm not a 12-year-old. My perspective on the New York Yankees has changed not at all with the win, but I think it has for some. Oh, wow, you know, Max Fried, Yankees got stabilized. Yeah. I don't think they stabilized anything. I don't think they're going anywhere.
I think the biggest issue, because if I wanted to paint a positive picture, I could say, okay, it's not all that bad. They'll get, just say forget pitching for a second, they'll add another player, likely a third baseman, but add another player and move Jazz to second. Now you have Goldschmidt, solid at first. Jazz at second. All right, Volpe, we know that there's issues there. More than just Volpe. We'll get to that, you know, Volpe himself. We'll get to that in a little bit. But you have Volpe at short. You live with it. You bat him ninth. You just hope he doesn't screw you in the field. You get the third baseman. All right, catching with Wells. You should be okay there. Judge and Wright. You know, that's where they have to figure out Bellinger, Dominguez, how they want to work that defense there. DH, same thing. But you can make a great case that their lineup will be fine, especially if they just add one more player, move Jazz to second. That eliminates one problem, and you get a legit third baseman. Where I would be concerned is twofold. Number one, the starting rotation, because after the injury to Schmidt, you're going to need another arm. There's no other way around it.
Oh, absolutely.
And two, Luke Weaver. Because not only, and they're saying he's fine, but not only is he getting hit, he's getting hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw this before in the postseason a year ago. I mean, Weaver's got, he was lights out last year for the most part, but when he gets hit, he's giving up moonshots.
Yep.
So if he's fine and he's giving up moonshots, then I think the Yankees might need two arms in that bullpen.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a way to describe that, and I know what you mean, but then again, you watch them play. And it's the empty at-bats, it's just the inability to do things often enough or consistently enough that winning teams truly do. So, you know, a little token third baseman here and bouncing Jazz over there. Yeah, it all sounds great on the radio, but this Yankees team, to me, just does not have it.
John is calling from – John is in Bayonne. What's up, John?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
It's BT and Sal with you. What's up, Johnny? Good.
Okay. When it comes down, it's Sal, you did a great job with Dwight Gooden. I love that interview.
Thank you.
Dwight's a great guy. I met him coming through the tolls in New Jersey, Union Tolls, twice. Great guy. Real, real class act. And I think he was one of the best pitchers for the Mets, and then Tom Seavers. And
Johnny,
we
appreciate it. But we're trying to keep it to the topic here with you. I do appreciate it, genuinely. We can talk about that later. Right now, we're trying to keep it to the Yanks. Okay. What's on your mind about the Yanks?
No easy pass for Doc? Keep going.
I like what BT came off the bat. Cashman got to go. Cashman got to go, and Boone got to go. So look what the Nationals just did, okay? Now I think BT's right, though. Try to feel out some pieces of the puzzle. Don't get rid of Bellinger, but get rid of Griffin to the Mets for Beatty, and we'll take Martilla, even though he's on the IL.
He hurt his knee. I got to see that. Well, I mean, listen, the Yankees and the Mets, thanks for the call there. Getting together on a deal of that significance would surprise me. So, but the concept is I'm open for business, And I, like, guys, you got to look at this logically here. All right, now he's proven to be, I think, more viable maybe than some thought. Is Goldschmidt going to be here next year? You know, is Grisham, these contracts are up. Are they going to give Devin Williams money? No. Is Grisham, who's got value, he's very good outfield, he's got some pop, lefty stick, I get it. His contract's up. Are they going to re-sign him?
Right, but you think it's worth getting whatever minimal return for those guys than taking a shot in the American League?
I do. You know why, Sal? Because to me, the primary motivation isn't what you're going to get back. It's to kind of unleash these other kids who are stuck in a very weird spot. All right, Ben Rice, you know, grab the shin guards today. Ben Rice, you're playing first. Ben Rice, you're DHing today. Ben Rice, all right, go warm up somebody in the bullpen. Learn how to catch again. It's just too all over the map here. Dominguez, figure out left field, even though you stunk in Tampa, and now they're shut down and down in spring training, and you were thought to be a highly rated center fielder. We're going to try to wedge you in center in left field. Why? I'm not doing that. I'm not jumping through hoops. I'm not just trying to make this stuff fit anymore. And it's not, I don't think it's an overreaction. Honestly, I think it's more a proactive, at least, you know, for me, I feel like it's a proactive way to try to fuse the future with the now. And by the way, maybe you get a little lucky. Maybe you get one of the couple of wild cards, play a couple of playoffs. You're not going to win anything. But again, I'm not saying you're going to be 81-81 by pulling the plug on Trent Grisham. I mean, you still got Judge.
Right, but there are ways to still put pieces in the right place without saying, well, sell and not take a run at trying to win a World Series, which I still think is there for the Yankees.
World Series run?
Well, I mean, it's still possible.
They're not going to the World Series.
I never thought that they were going to the World Series to begin with, so I certainly don't think that now, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. What if they go get a top starter, a top third baseman, and a bullpen arm or two? It's not like they have nothing here. And plus, look at the landscape of the American League. I still think right now, without Clark Schmidt, without any other additions, Yankees are still a better team than the Blue Jays. I need to see it before I believe it with the Toronto Blue Jays. They stink. Like, historically, now you want to say history has nothing to do with it? Fine. And they do things differently. Put the bat on the ball, take the extra base. I like that. That will only go so far. I don't believe that they have enough pitching, ultimately, to hold off a team like the Yankees. But we could see. My point is, you can bring in pieces and, like, let's say you relegate Ben Rice. Take him out of the picture. Let him go to the minors and develop. Maybe, I don't know.
He's too good a hitter to go to the minors. Okay. That's unfair to him. Okay. That's unfair to him.
Oh, fine, but where's his position?
Well, that's why I say trade somebody.
But that's my point.
Should be first base. He should be playing first base for the next 10 years. Or until somebody better comes along.
So send him down to the minors until next year. I mean, you're not killing the guy. You send him down there. If you want him to learn a little catching, fine, whatever. If you want him to be first base, that's fine. Let him go to the minors while you have Goldschmidt here. He's not ready to contribute. Unless Stanton gets hurt or you want to move on from Stanton, then you could have him DH and then transition to first base. But stop trying to jam him down our throats as a backup catcher, which he's not. So that's a little way to clean it up. You could figure out what you want to do with Dominguez. Like, to your point, the Yankees show their flaws when it's a Sunday lineup without Jason Dominguez. Jason Dominguez should be in the lineup every day.
Every day.
But because he's
agreed.
But because he is a liability in left field, which he proved to be in the Subway Series.
Awful series defensively.
It cost him.
Awful.
So you can't. So that's a problem because there are limitations there. So how are they going to get his bat,
which is
big league in a lineup every day?
You're going to put him in the position that he was playing in the minors. It's called center field, Yankees. Right in between the left fielder and the right fielder. Generally, you know, about 100 feet behind second base, maybe shade a little left if it's a certain guy with a tendency, maybe shade a little right if the batter has another tendency or if the pitcher throws a certain pitch that maybe has a greater propensity to be hit to the right center field gap, but it's still center field. So, like, listen, Sal, what I don't want to go through, all right, is let's say they make these little dishes. Yeah. Hey, great moves. All right, here we go. Another Yankee run.
Yeah.
All right. And some people buy it. You still go into next year. Do you really know if Dominguez could play center field? Do you really know if Ben Rice could hold down first base for, I mean, 10 years? I just said that. That's
but you
not
don't,
really real.
No.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. And I don't think that the upside of whatever you're going to get, which is, it's not nearly as season altering as some people think, because there's a lot of other teams going for the same guys in the Yankee system outside of Lombard and Schlittler, whatever the hell his name is coming up. Like, they don't really have a ton. So I don't think that they could bring in enough pieces now to really, really change how I view their World Series prospects. And I also don't think that there's such a drop off from Goldschmidt to Rice or Grisham to Dominguez, or whatever else I said,
right,
which I stand by, that they can't at least maybe mess around and fight for a wild card. Like, I don't think that they lose 15 straight games if you trade Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham! I mean, he's making $5 million this year. You're not bringing him back next year. Goldschmidt's almost 40. And I respect, though, they're good veterans. I'm not just trying to go on some rampage where I destroy good, well-intentioned, productive, solid veterans. That's not my point. I would never do that. Baseball's too hard. But they're not a piece of the future. Get rid of them. If you go back to the conversations that Sal and I had over the winter, I was never convinced that the Yankees would win the American League East. I never once projected that. I never once said that. But I have definitely grown over the last couple of years desensitized to these middle-of-the-season tailspins that the Yankees almost always find themselves in. But this is different. As much as I didn't think the Yanks would run away with the division, or I'm kind of used to these, these little floundering episodes that they give us every summer, the way they've looked, this protracted, extended malaise, is not a mirage. It is not a bad little spurt. It's not baseball, Susan. Mm-hmm. It's not the up and down nature of baseball. It's that the Yankees just aren't good enough.
See, I don't know if I could go all the way there. Good enough to what?
I got you. To win a World Series or even get there.
Well, that,
Tigers will beat them. Astros will beat them.
I agree with that. But to me, that's nothing new. I think where we're at now is it, like, are the playoffs in jeopardy? And I'm still not there. I think they're going to be fine. I still think they're going to win the division. I never thought they'd win the World Series. I do think they're better than what they've shown right now. I think they need to clean it up. If I were Boone, I'd come up with a consistent lineup, or at least for the most part, a consistent lineup. Like, dude, come on, enough is enough. Every day it's something different. They can't base their team and their lineup off of the matchups and opponents all the freaking time. Have a leadoff hitter. Dominguez is it. Leave him there. You're worried about his defense? Put him at DH and sit Giancarlo's ass on the bench. Maybe that's their best team. He's not great offensively anyway anymore. I'm tired of people saying that. I've said the same thing for years. Giancarlo Stanton has hurt this team since he's been here in 2018.
Keep going.
No, but we've agreed on this, and I don't know how many times we can say the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
The money at first, because that was the big move that they made, so it prevented them from getting, say, Bryce Harper or Machado, whatever it may be.
Yep.
We've gone down that road. And that was, by the way, when Stanton was a viable option for the outfield. He can't run the bases, he cannot field, and he's never healthy. Like, I don't care if he's got one. You say, you look up the scoreboard and say, well, he's got one home run. Yeah, but he hasn't played the full season. That's not my fault. Here we are in 2025. We're approaching the All-Star break. Giancarlo Stanton's got one home run. Like,
I know.
It's not good enough. So why are you relying on that? Move on. And if you didn't have him in the picture, then maybe their best option. Now, I'm not saying I would advocate for a young player being a DH, but in this particular spot, you tell me the Yankees wouldn't be beneficial to have Dominguez in the lineup every day, Bellinger, Grisham, and Judge. Like, at least then you get a potent bat leading off. You get your best defensive team with Grisham, with Bellinger, with Judge in the outfield. Get a third baseman. Move Jazz to second. That's a pretty solid team. All right, is Volpe what we thought he was going to be? No, certainly not what I thought he was going to be. You have to still wait for Austin Wells to develop. Yeah, but you can live with a catcher. Like, even Austin Wells right now is still better than the majority of catching that's gone on.
I like him. I believe in him.
Now I'm talking about even defensively, too. All right, get a sound backup catcher. And by the way, BT, you weren't on the day after the Yankees with the Ben Rice and the
I heard you a little bit.
And we may have done the catcher's interference, but they teach that. So it's not even a scar that he's not a big league backup catcher. But
I know.
It's the Yankees organization. I don't think, though, it's as bad as it seems right now. I think they'll come out of this.
I mean, you're much more convinced than me. I just don't feel that. I don't see that. I don't believe that. I would sell. And now selling is not, I mean, some probably interpret that as waving the white flag. No, I still think they maybe mess around to be a wild card team.
Right.
But I don't think that there's anything that, first of all, they are not giving up the prospects required, because they never do, required to get true difference makers in here. So anything's going to be a little, like a little fluff job. All right, hopefully this guy, like a fourth starter, a fifth starter, a third baseman who's hitting 209, but he could pick it. He's got lefty power.
What about
plays
Alcantara?
At Yankee Stadium.
Would you go get him? It wasn't. Now think about how bad this is for a second. Before you answer, think of how bad this is. Here are the Yankees who have invested in Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon.
Yeah.
Now, bleep happens, okay? We understand it. Victim of circumstance. Cole went down. Rodon, whatever, inconsistent and ineffective. Clark Schmidt, unfortunately, goes down. You may now be in a spot where you have to give up more resources to go get a top starter. Like,
and think about what you gave up in Juan Soto trade, you had to make the move.
I know, but
Michael King.
But you gave up a lot of, hey, that's why we talked about it at the time. Like, there is a lot of circumstance behind what's going on right now. It's not just an easy fix. And then to your point, like, I'm more convinced they'll come out of it than you are, but to what extent? And then to what extent does it become worth it to give up what it would take to get back to being a World Series contender?
Yeah.
That's where I don't know if I would, like, I probably would not go all in at this particular point, although I guess a team that invests as much money as they do with Aaron Judge, maybe the best recipe is to go all in.
Now maybe we're going to get this at the All-Star break. Can I hear from Hal? Can I hear from Cashman? I know that Brian's busy working the phones. I get that. Yeah, he's trying to work trades. To what degree, who knows? We'll find out. But the Yankees, this wretched, unacceptable, horrific run of baseball requires some sort of response and either interpretation or something from somebody in charge. I believe. That's what I believe.
Meaning like firings you're talking about?
No, talking about a state of the Yankees. Like, and what does it do? Probably nothing at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, and again, I did the George days, but, you know, when Mike and Chris would read the George missive.
Yes,
remember that on the air?
Yeah.
We've got a missive and from George.
Right.
And then Mike would read it. And not that you want to recreate this and you want to make it some theatrical act here, but again, it's so bad and so alarming and so off the rails that to me, that's when you need to reassure the fan base. And I know that Aaron Boone does it after every night, but I think somebody above Aaron needs to do it, is what I'm saying, like Brian Cashman or Hal.
Yeah, and even Boone saying the same thing. I just think right now it's just a bad, ugly, rough patch. Now, I think that there are flaws in that team that are legitimate and long-term going to prevent them from winning a World Series, but to the point where I would sell or give up hope on the season or think that they wouldn't win the division, I'm not there yet. Tom is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Listen, I have a question for you. Since your wife is impossible to please, maybe the problem is you. She needs a real man.
I'm confused, Tom. I thought we were talking about the Yankees.
Well, I changed my mind.
Why?
Your wife is impossible to please.
What's your issue with me? Are you upset because the team that I grew up rooting for beat the team that you grew up rooting for? That's not my fault. Is that what you're upset at?
No, because in the commercial,
we're not talking about that anymore. Tom, this is a sports talk show. I know that. It's a joke about the commercial. Do you want to talk about something else? You want to talk about my wife? Because I could give you her number if we get off the air, if you'd like.
Okay, man, because she needs a real man.
Tom, we get it. I mean, what?
Tom, come on.
I'm not even going to acknowledge that. Joe is going from New Milford. What an idiot. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I know
what I'm saying. There's a guy who clearly, hold on one sec, Joe, we'll get back to you. Clearly, this just shows you, clearly he's so bothered being a Yankee fan this weekend. I didn't even say anything bad about the Yankees. And you're so bothered that the Yankees got embarrassed by the Mets, who were depleted, that you're calling up with that stuff.
I think it's deeper than that. I think when you take that angle, I just think you're a miserable person.
Yeah, like, get a life.
I really do.
Okay, let's get back to the sports.
Listen, that's what I need to tell.
Joe, yes, he does. Go ahead. It's sort of the Yankees. Now, go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Well, that's exactly what I called to talk about. The Yankees, you know, they're falling apart. It's really just annoying year in and year out. And I listen to so many Yankee fans on a day-to-day basis. They talk about the players, their lineup, this. I like to look at the constants. I'm only 19 years old, but I've seen so many seasons where the Yankees start off hot, look like a World Series contender, and fall apart. I'm going to look at the constants here, and the constant is Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. They got to go. And I don't mean that they got to go at the end of the season. They got to go if they fall apart. They got to go today. Right? It is 10:53. At 10:55, right, Hal Steinbrenner should release a statement saying Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone have been relieved of their duties effective immediately.
And who's running the team?
Like, these guys are horrible.
Who's going to run the team?
I don't know who's going to run a team.
Tell me why it's Aaron Boone's fault. Because that's a popular thing. Everybody's saying that on social media. Tell me why in your mind, Joe. Now, at least you said Cashman, because to me that's the real problem, the organization. Mm. But what makes you think it's Aaron
Cashman's
Boone's fault?
Problem one.
Okay.
Well, because to me, Aaron Boone is a different lineup every day. And every year he's been the manager, the team falls apart in the summer. So how it's not about it being Aaron Boone's fault. Who else can I blame it on than Cashman and Boone? Who else is there to blame?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I look at this, and I've always said this. It's tougher to justify when you don't see certain names in a lineup that you want to see. But to me, the bigger issue is Brian Cashman.
Right.
I've said this.
For how many years?
I'm exhausted from saying
it. And here's why I think it's, I don't want to say absurd, but, okay, fire Cashman and fire Boone. The Yankees fall, this was his words, they fall apart in the summer every year under Boone. They were in the World Series a year ago. Like, there is something to be said about that. I get that we should hold the Yankees and they should hold themselves to a much higher standard.
Yeah.
But they, like, the time to fire those guys was 2021. Not the year after they come off of a World Series. Oh, and by the way, they're still, what, 8 games over .500? Okay, yeah, they've hit a little rough patch. The Blue Jays have won 8 in a row, so it looks worse because the Yankees are 3 games back. In
another, they're also tied with the Rays, though, too.
Yeah,
the Yankees are tied with the Rays.
I get it. In another 2 weeks, though, this could, like, I wouldn't go just based off of the standings right now. In another 2 weeks, this could look different. My big issue, if they fire Boone, that's not going to do anything. The big issue is the organizational belief or structure or math and data. That's the core issue that has not changed and needs to be fixed.
I really don't, at least with the Yankees, really truly react to the standings, to your point. I react to the constant, again, regurgitation of the same issues, and that is a player development thing, that is a roster construction thing, and that is not Aaron Boone. That's Brian Cashman. And listen, by the way, there's people who work under Cashman who need to get better at their job as well.
Right.
We just don't know their. I mean, we do, but we're not going to bore you with names. So we go right to Cashman. I'm not saying that he is the only one, and he's done some really great things, and I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
I've said that about Brian Cashman, but that doesn't mean that he's rolled and evolved with the way baseball's rolled and evolved. I don't think he has.
Right. Sometimes it's just time for a change as well, and that's another thing that I said years ago. Like, you just get to a certain point. We know he's great. We know he's a Hall of Famer. The organization needed a new voice. Now, Boone would be collateral damage in that package.
Yeah.
My issue with, if you call up and say, fire Aaron Boone, that to me is asinine. That's not going to fix anything. This is not an Aaron Boone problem. This is a Yankees organizational problem. And problem to what extent? Because they could hear this and say, well, problem, we're, you know, 8 games over .500, we won the World Series a year ago. It's half the season is gone. Like, give us the half the season before we show you. A real problem would be, if they miss the playoffs, I mean, all bets are off, obviously.
Mm-hmm,
and
we'll
see if this rut continues. Maybe all bets are off. But I don't think firing the manager in isolation is going to change anything.
I agree with you. We're on the same page with that. The other thing, too, though, you know, when you talk about the World Series, and there's no doubt it was fun and they got there. That's literally on their resume. You got to appreciate that. But even the Astros series in 2022, yeah, they've won a lot of games and have put together a lot of playoff seasons. But when it ends, and we all know when it's ended at the various points of those years, when it's ended, it always looks so sloppy and broken and disjointed, and that is my biggest gripe. I mean, the Dodgers, the entire defense collapsed. The Astros, they looked like a JV team.
Yeah.
It's just the gap. When they lose, the gap looks massive.
And some of the offensive, mainly Judge, they masked the other stuff, but you're right. It's just not. We've seen it too many times for too many years.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. no matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip. It's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.